Savitri, Book 9, The Book of Eternal Night, Canto 2, The Journey in Eternal Night, pages 590 and 591. Out of thy shadow, give me back again into the earth's flowering spaces, Satyavan, in the sweet transiency of human limbs, to do with him my spirit's burning will. I will bear with him the ancient mother's load, I will follow with him earth's path that leads to God. Else shall the eternal spaces open to me, while round us strange horizons far recede, travelling together the immense unknown. For I who have trod with him the tracts of time can meet behind his steps whatever night or unimaginable stupendous dawn breaks on our spirits in the untrod beyond. Wherever thou leadst his soul, I shall pursue. But to her claim, opposed, implacable, insisting on the immutable decree, insisting on the immitigable law, and the insignificance of created things, out of the rolling wastes of night, there came born from the enigma of the unknowable depths, a voice of majesty and appalling scorn. As when the storm-haired titan-striding sea throws on a swimmer its tremendous laugh, remembering all the joy its waves have drowned, so from the darkness of the sovereign night, against the woman's boundless heart arose the almighty cry of universal death. Hast thou god wings or feet that tread my stars? Frail creature, with the courage that aspires, forgetting thy bounds of thought, thy mortal role. Their orbs were coiled before thy soul was formed. I, death, created them out of my void. All things I have built in them, and I destroy. I made the worlds my net, each joy a mesh, a hunger a morass of its suffering prey, life that devours my image see in things. Mortal, whose spirit is my wandering breath, whose transience was imagined by my smile, flee, clutching thy poor gains, to thy trembling breast. Pierced by my fangs, time shall not soon appease. Blind slave of my deaf force, whom I compel to sin that I may punish, to desire that I may scourge thee with despair and grief, and thou come bleeding to me at the last, thy nothingness recognized, my greatness known. Turn nor attempt forbidden happy fields meant for the souls that can obey my law, lest in their somber shrines thy tread awake from their uneasy iron-hearted sleep the furies who avenge fulfilled desire. Dread lest in skies where passion hoped to live, the unknown's lightnings start, and, terrified, lone, sobbing, hunted by the hounds of heaven, a wounded and forsaken soul, thou flee through the long torture of the centuries, nor many lives exhaust the tireless wrath hell cannot slake, nor heaven's mercy assuage. I will take from thee the black eternal grip, clasping in thy heart thy fate's exiguous dole. Depart in peace, if peace for man is just. But Savitri answered, meeting scorn with scorn, the mortal woman to the dreadful lord. Who is this god imagined by thy night, contemptuously creating worlds disdained, who made for vanity the brilliant stars? Not he who has reared his temple in my thoughts and made his sacred floor my human heart. My god is will and triumphs in his paths. My god is love and sweetly suffers all.